Positive relationships at work are useless. You should avoid them. You should reject attempts by others to connect with you, especially if your workplace has few people with black skin and your skin is black. I work with leaders daily, individuals, partners and co-founders, team leaders, project and functional teams, groups, and even a couple organizations. One of the things that people come to me for is to support them with various relationship challenges that affect positivity and productivity for any kind of business results or outcomes. This could be anything from clear communication to resolving conflict to transforming culture. I get paid as a professional coach, facilitator, and instructor to do this work. Why? Because relationships matter. I would argue that relationships matter more now than ever in all aspects of business. Relationships with colleagues who work in the same company but never work together may help create a sense of camaraderie at company and community events. They may become valuable network connections for internal transfers or external referrals. Even companies and their executive teams need to be systemically and specifically intentional about raising resonance between the company and its employees. Reference the Great Resignation and quiet quitting. The market has shifted. When companies don't meet their employees right, they run the risk of losing crucial talent at tremendous financial cost and, in some cases, brand damage. Today, I want to talk briefly about responding to people at work who make a bid to create a positive relationship. This is important for everyone, but particularly crucial for anyone underrepresented in the workplace. It could make a difference for promotion, performance ratings, your next project, an internal transfer, a new external job, your general experience at work, and even how much you get paid. In the next few minutes, you will have a different view of relationships at work with people who have privileges you do not, and the responsibility you have in those relationships to your professional success. It is going to be short, and it is a gem that you can choose to take seriously or toss aside to your own detriment. I say detriment because I watched a video on LinkedIn recently. In the video, a black woman spoke into the camera as if she were speaking to someone. That someone was framed as a white coworker who had approached her, apparently to connect in some way that was personal. Whether it was for coffee, lunch, or something after work is unclear. The bottom line is it was framed as a person who was trying to create a positive relationship. The black woman's response was something along the lines of, "I'm not your friend. Don't try to become my friend. I'm just here trying to get paid. My bills don't need friends." And anyone watching this video who's white should understand it is insulting to try to make friends with black people at work. This is a destructive mindset. I cannot imagine any well-meaning or well-trying person interacting with this kind of toxic presence and walking away with a sense that they want to go work with them, support them, refer them, promote them, hire or engage any further. It almost destroys any chance of a positive relationship, much less a productive one. What's crucial for maximizing career success is positive, productive relationships, not negative, destructive ones, or avoiding them for underlying self-impeding beliefs. At a minimum, relationships are neutral, but more often go one way or another from there. Always emerging, but never fully disconnected. It's the nature of the universe. So when a colleague is right in front of you, even if for the first time, that first meeting, the universal timeless connection between humans now has a lot of energy and greater potential for impact. Once that meeting happens, the choices you make have remarkable potential to influence your career one way or another. It is important to behave like you want the best for yourself. That best often is accessible only through positive relationships. If you are responding to relationship bids like the woman in the video or avoiding them, you probably have clear or unconscious relationship problems at work. There's one thing you can do to begin to shift from negative to positive or strengthen existing relationships. Before sharing the one thing with you, listen to this. If you have come to help me, you are wasting your time. But if you have come because your liberation is bound up with mine, then let us work together. Lila Watson and the Aboriginal Rights Activist Group from Queensland, Australia in 1970. If you are seeking liberation and the person across from you is seeking the same thing, then why not do it together? Why reject them? Other than competencies specifically associated with achieving, competencies associated with relating have the highest positive impact on leadership effectiveness. The most creative leaders excel at relating. And by the way, when I'm talking about leaders, I'm talking about you, because everyone is a leader of their life and their career. Here's the thing. Leadership development research tells us that relating has more positive impact than self-awareness, authenticity, and systems awareness. They are all important, of course, but relating is more influential than all on achieving and leadership effectiveness. There are several competencies that drive the dimension of relating, but two in particular stand out: interpersonal intelligence and fostering team play. Eye makeup. The unknown white woman was attempting to promote spirit and synergy, which feeds collaboration, which is great for relationships and teams. Inviting these gestures rather than shutting them down is a place to practice. Interpersonal intelligence requires and demonstrates deep listening beyond oneself, working well with emotions, and managing your own emotions. Building good rapport rather than getting angry and putting people down is a place to practice. For both of these competencies, I say practice, because it is almost certain, in the case of the black woman in the video for sure, a reaction, habit, and probably a pattern developed over years. Maybe it was useful at some point in the past, but it may not be useful anymore, especially at work. To have done whatever it took to get a great job and to be on a path to a potentially great career, what's possible with great relationships? Marshall Goldsmith wrote the book, What Got You Here Won't Get You There. It is a great concept to keep in mind as you begin your relationship practice. Thank you for spending a few minutes with me today. If you want support developing your relationships intelligence practice, email me at neil@neiledwardscoaching.com and let's get started.